Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. I'm your host, Andy Clark. This is episode 56, where we are going to dive into letting go of agenda-driven stress. Now, about 6 months ago, I had this huge aha moment. I was in an IFS group, and I was trying to figure out how I could help my son. My son has major perfectionism. He struggles with being coached or taught or helped with anything like escalation. And there are these things that are blocking him big time. And from all of my experience in IFS, I'm like, ooh, I wonder if these are parts. And so I hopped on with a question about IFS for my son and how I could help him. And like, he's resisting going to a therapist. And somebody commented and said that as a parent, it's very, very hard to not have an agenda, and wondered what the difference would be if I approached my son in self. And I stopped that for a while, and I was like, I really sat and thought about it for a few weeks. And I was like, agenda versus self, what the heck? And that's the thing, as parents, we have agendas with our kids. So this is a really simple example because we all have agendas with our kids. We want them to do well. We don't want them to get hurt. We want them to have all the tools and skills that we didn't have at their age. We want to provide them with so much in order to help them do better than us. My goal as a parent is for my kids to do better in life than I did. Have better reserves, better skills than I had. And I know I'm definitely going to make mistakes along the way. I'm going to do the best that I can as a parent, as we all are. But this got me really thinking. Agenda versus self. I'm like, how the heck do you not have an agenda with your kids? Like, how can I not have an agenda with helping my son go to a therapist to work on this perfectionism and work on him not being coached when it is affecting every aspect of his life? And not only his life, but it affects all of our lives, my husband, myself, my other son, because of the outburst, because of the expectations of themselves. We have to walk on eggshells quite often around him. So why would I not have an agenda with this? What the heck? And when I started diving into this, I realized that I can't force him to do something until he's ready. Because I am ready, I am willing, I am able. Because I am going, I'm studying IFS right now. I'm in two courses currently. And I'm learning everything that I can. I'm diving deep into my crap, into my struggles, into my issues. And I am ready to be doing this. I can't force him to be ready. It's almost like, think about an unopened flower, right? When we're requesting someone to act before they are prepared to, it's like we're forcing this flower to bloom before it's ready, before it's time. And when you are doing things to try to rush a flower to bloom, you not only damage the flower, but it's not as beautiful, it's not as fragrant as it would have been had it naturally bloomed. I'm actually thinking about flowers that are on my counter now. They were given to me. They were cut when they weren't flowered yet, and I've had them in water, and they're not blooming as well. I'm having to tend to them more so every day than had they been flowers in my garden to keep them, alive, keep them looking well. And so if I rush my son to go to therapy, to start diving into these, and they are traumas, which I'm going to do another episode on actually what are traumas, because I do feel that that word is a little bit overused. No, I don't feel the word is actually overused. That's the wrong statement. I hear it a lot, but what I'm realizing is that yes, there are so many things that are traumas. They're just not all big T traumas, but they do create a neural pathway in us that creates a protection in ourself for that stressor, that trauma that has happened. And so if I force him to go before he's ready to really start diving into it, before he has the tools, the skills to understand and work through all that is causing his perfectionism and not allowing anyone to help him or coach him or teach him on anything, that he's not going to be successful. He's not going to flourish through that and get out the other end as strong as he would if I was to have him go on my agenda, on my timeline. And it's hard as a parent to sit back and watch this. It's super hard. Though I'm going to say in this situation, definitely it's more stressful to force him, and the consequences aren't as great that it causes more stress in our life to force him to get his stress system so heightened before he would meet with a therapist, to be hiding under a table, to be having these crazy huge stress responses. The stress on him and the stress on me in order to be getting him into those therapy sessions is a lot more in my daily life than for me to be in self, to be kind, caring, and compassionate, to be, when he is in a perfectionism spiral, to just sit in it with him and let him have all the feels. And maybe talk a little bit about parts. He's opening up. It's like his flower is actually opening up to talking about parts. He's starting to bloom a little bit when we talk about parts. And his parts are realizing that I am listening to all of them, that I am accepting all of them. And when I have this agenda where I want to change him, where I want him to fix it now, those parts are getting stuffed. Those parts are being told that they don't matter, and that whatever is causing that protection for him to be, have that perfectionism and not allow the coaching or the training or allowing anybody to help him. If I'm not accepting those parts of him and starting to learn and nurture those parts at a pace that works for him, as I am in self, then he is not going to bloom. He's not going to have as much beauty and fragrance. He's not going to get out the other side as strong if I was to force him now on my agenda. And this is hard for me. I'm noticing more things in the past 6 months that I have agendas on with my husband and things. Like I said, I'm working deep on myself. I am ready. I'm working on these things. I want to change them. And my husband isn't the same pace as I am. He wants to, but he's acquiring some tools and strategies now that I have to stop and step back and see, okay, he is going to get there in the end, just not at the agenda, not in the timeline that I've set for him. And as soon as I take the pressure off of that timeline, as soon as I take the pressure off of that agenda, he actually makes more strides. Quite often that agenda, that timeline that I'm putting on him, it's causing so much pressure that it's causing him to freeze. It's causing his stress system to freeze. It's causing him to not want to bloom, you know? And I'm actually doing him a disfavor when I'm setting an agenda on him or setting these pressures on him before he is ready. Instead of being in self and sitting and have conversations with where he's at, and having these conversations of where he is now. And this is crazy as I'm saying this, because I'm sitting and thinking, well, this is what I do with my clients all the time. I sit with my clients where they're at. And I know that I have to go at a pace, at a journey that works for them, and work on the tools or the strategies that their body is ready and open to. And I need to give them kindness and caring and compassion and be in self with them for them to trust me and open up. As a coach, I know these things, but it's so fascinating because as a parent and as a spouse, I never, ever realized that I need those things in my life as well. And when we're doing that, I mean, I see it in my clients all the time. When we're expecting others to change and others to do things instead of focusing inward on ourselves and what we can change and what we can do, our stress increases. The thing is it's so hard to let go because we love our family. You know, we want things to be so good with our spouse and us. And sometimes too, it's easier to ask others to change than to change ourselves, change our behaviors. I am also a very strong person. I have a very strong personality. I'm always learning and diving into things. And that can take sometimes even the most strong person beside me in a partnership, if I'm not allowing them to live in their strengths and sit into their strengths, if I'm wanting them to be on the same agenda, same course that I'm on, it deflates them. And it takes the oomph out of them. And then they become less and less in their own power and in their own strengths. And it is so hard in a marriage. For me, to do that, to sit back and let them be them. My husband is always, it's the thing I've always said about my husband, is he always lets me be me. He lets me be me. There are no, and it's fascinating because I used to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I used to purposely do things just to create reactions out of people, which I know are issues I needed to work with and deal with. But my husband, I don't do that with, because he just always lets me be me. And if I'm being wild and crazy, he's like, okay, go for it. And it doesn't get the reaction out of him. Then I'm like, well, why am I doing this then? Right. And so he's allowed me to always be myself. But I need to learn more, as I'm seeing through, I'm doing this episode. So thank you for helping me on this as well. I was here to help you with this, but I'm realizing I need to see more because I've been doing this with my kids more and more, and learning to let go more and more of this agenda that is driving stressors. And I'm learning to be more in self and accept them for who they are. And realizing that as I accept them for who they are, and I'm not putting an agenda on them, they're able to step into their power more. They're able to start making their own changes and see who they are when I am staying in self more. And self, if we do go back, that was one of our prior episodes. Let me see which one. It was number, I don't even know. Embracing the Power of Self in IFS is episode 48. So if you go into that, that will dive more into self and what self is. So if you dive into that episode, you'll see self is kindness, caring, compassion, curious. It's okay to get curious and ask them questions, but not putting an agenda on them. It gives them their own power and takes so much stress off of your family, off of situations around you. And it is the hardest friggin' thing to do. It is hard to watch my kids stumble when I have the tools and the skills to guide them and teach them and learn them. But it has to come in their own time, in their own way, in order for things to be okay. It's like plucking a fruit before it's ripened. You know, it's not only a premature fruit, but that fruit will never be as sweet and give us the satisfaction while we're eating it had we let it ripen in its own time, in its own way, the way that it needs to. And this is the thing, like when you work on yourself, others around you start to improve because they are around you. They may not change all the things that you want them to change, but they will make changes. And there were changes that they needed for themselves in a time that works for them to be a better version of them. And as they start being this better version of them, you might start realizing that what your agenda was wasn't going to give you the results that you actually wanted for them to be that better version of them. When we're gardening, we take that time to till the soil. We plant things only when the environment is right to plant it, right? But when we're looking at our own personal growth, when we're looking at our stressors, things that are causing us stressors, we're not stopping and thinking, is the soil right now for this? Is everything ready? Like as you're cultivating your own strength, your own virtues, your garden starts flourishing. Who you are starts flourishing. Your stressors go down. Your sleep improves. And your presence to all those around you is like the plants that are around this plant that is flourishing. They start absorbing the nutrients, that nourishment and the energy that is emanating from you, that calmness, the kindness, the caring, the curiosity that is coming from you as you are less and less stressed. As you find that happiness in you, what brings you joy, and you start taking that agenda off of yourself and off of others, those people start seeing that and feeling that and nourishing it. They may not grow the exact same way or the direction as the flower that you planted as you, who you are. But that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us individuals. But they will respond with an enriched environment. They will start getting their needs met in a timely manner that works for them, in a way that works for them. And that's where there are times where, yes, those individuals, some of your friends, some of your colleagues, they may start going a different direction than you go, and you may grow apart a little bit. And that's okay. As long as you are sticking to your true power, as long as you are sticking to yourself that's kind, caring, going in the direction that you need to go, your kids will go different directions through life. But they always know that they have you to come back to when you are in self. If they feel that you are setting an agenda for them all the time, they will distance themselves more and more from you. And you will lose some of that happiness And that, I believe, truly is the key to calm nights and strong days, is finding the happiness in yourself, finding the self, being in self more and more, which is where IFS helps you to deal with all of these other parts that are creating agendas, all of the other parts that are protecting you. And when I'm working with clients, we work through some of these coaching aspects where we're diving into their life and what makes them happy and where things are at. And when we find that parts are kicking in that have an agenda, parts are kicking in that have fear or anxiety, or, you know, are not allowing you to be in self, then that is where we dive into those parts in the IFS structure. And then we go back, seeing how we can change things to make you happy, healthy, which ultimately helps those nights, calm nights, strong days. When your mind is at ease, when you're happier, you don't need all of the tools for sleep and stress. Those tools then become that dessert that I spoke of in the last episode. They become like this happiness is really your main meal. And what makes you happy, and keeping some of those main tools in there, your breathing, you know, keeping that breath work in there, keeping, making sure you're always hydrated. Those are all things that garden needs. And we're moving away from the agenda and we're working with what is needed in that point in time. We grow and we change with different stages in our life. And I see this quite often where people are persisting in a career or a life path that may not serve them anymore, that may not be where they want to be anymore. It may have given them joy and they may have loved it at one point in time, but there might be something else that is calling to them. It might be going to a smaller practice. It may be making changes in their business, changes to the structure, changes to the clients they're working with. It might be changing to a whole different career path or just moving into another department. It might be changing who you are, which is where I would always start with first before you do the career changes, because you might find that once you bring that health, happiness back into you, then you may find that the career that you once loved, you love again. You might find that the toxicity that you found around you may have been coming from a lot of the sadness, lack of joy inside you. You may find that it's toxic. You may find like you may be in a relationship that is abusive, and those things, it's time to exit. You may be in a job that is toxic. You may be in a job that is really not a healthy environment. And it is maybe time to exit those. But you may also find the things that you felt were toxic, things that you felt were not bringing you joy, not bringing you happiness, causing you chaos. Once you start working on yourself, once you start looking at those things from a different angle, once you start looking at how you work with your kids from a different angle, you may find that the joy comes back, that there's more love in your day and kindness and compassion and caring with your kids, and they want to spend more time with you, and your spouse as well. Might start making changes and working at different things that benefit your marriage, that benefit him, that bring him joy and happiness. Him or her, whoever's listening to this podcast. Thing is that we do grow and change with stages. And if we're persisting in a career or life path that no longer serves you, we're going to have discomfort and restriction, just as we would have. Like, let's say we get a pair of shoes that we love, and then our feet grow as kids are growing. They grow and they don't fit them anymore. They're several sizes too small, but they're still trying to fit into them. This is actually one of my kids. There's holes sticking out of the toes in his shoes. His feet do not fit in these shoes, but he does not want to change shoes. He'd rather sit in discomfort and restriction. We keep walking in them. He's walking in them, because they were the ones that he initially chose. And he feels he has to keep them and continue with them. Even though they don't fit his current feet, they don't fit the path that he needs to walk on now. So we change, we evolve. And as we change and evolve, our goals and who we are changes, and we need to go with that path instead of sticking to an agenda, forcing agendas on things that may not fit into our life. We may not be ready for them, or we may be past them. And that adds so much stress in your life. So I'm going to leave you with this question today. Are you following an agenda, or are you truly in self? How often are you in self in your day? How often are you kind, caring, compassionate, curious, working on the things, being vulnerable and working on things that bring you joy, that you love to do? Or like, are you following the path that you are meant to be on right now? And if you're not, how do you get there? Do you have an agenda that you're waiting for other people to change or do things? Can you start working on yourself now? What is one thing that you can do right now that will bring you a little more joy and less stress in your day to help you be a happier, better person? Think about it. Let me know. If you want to chat about it, DM me. You can get my social links are on my website. Can email me. Book a call, book a chat. I have chats just to, if you want to chat with me, find out some more about it. Feel you may want to work with me. Book a chat. We're around.